Man, love having you here at Lakewood. What a great way to start the new week. You know, just being in the presence of God. I say it every week, but when you're planted in the house of the Lord, the scripture says you will flourish. So I just believe, you know, a lot of things you could be doing. Many people, you saw it today, watching online all over the world. Thanks for being planted in the house of the Lord by online or listening live on Sirius XM. I know everybody's not comfortable coming back, and you know, some people don't live around here, but thank God we're joined together. We're assembled in spirit, and I just believe that God's doing new things in your life. And while seeing all those flags and all the different people, I thought about people used to ask us, how did it get so diverse? And we never had a good answer. Just the hand of God bringing people together. Just, you know, it's the love of God, the goodness of God, and just, you know, people used to come in from all over and just, you know, doing studies, and they thought we did something special. All we did was have church, you know, and just love people. But, you know, it's just only God could make this happen. So thanks for being a part. You make Lakewood better because you bring God with you. You bring joy with you. You bring victory with you. So we bless all of you today, and just thanks for coming out on this cold morning for us here in Houston. But anyway, I like to start with something funny, y'all. And I heard about this. These are not scripturally correct, but here we go. I heard about this lady that died, and she was standing at the pearly gates. And St. Peter said, you can't come in yet. You have to correctly spell a word. She said, what word? He said, any word. So she spelled the word love, L-O-V-E. Peter said, welcome to heaven. Then Peter asked if she would take his place for a moment. He instructed her, if anyone came up, to just follow the same procedure. In a few moments, she sees her ex-husband walking up. She can't believe it. She said, what are you doing here? He said, I just had a heart attack. Did I really make it to heaven? She said, not yet. You have to correctly spell a word. He said, what word? There was a long pause, and she said, Czechoslovakia. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same, in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about your right time is coming. We're all waiting for something. Waiting for a dream to come to pass, or to meet the right person, for our health to turn around. When it's been a long time and we don't see any sign of it, it's easy to get discouraged and think it's never going to work out. But God said in Isaiah, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. When God put the promise in your heart, when He gave you that dream, He determined the right time to bring it to pass. He's already scheduled your healing, your breakthrough, your promotion. There are right time moments in your future where things will fall into place. The right people will show up. Opportunity will find you. What you're believing for may not have happened yet, but when you understand that God has a right time, that it's already been scheduled by the Creator of the universe, you won't live worried, frustrated. When is it ever going to happen? You'll stay in peace knowing that your right time is coming. And the right time is the best time. God can see the big picture. He knows not only when you're ready, but when other people are ready. While you're waiting, it may seem like nothing is happening, but behind the scenes, God is working. He's moving the wrong people out of the way, lining up the favor, arranging the breaks that you need. It's important to not only trust God, but trust His timing. Thoughts will tell you, it's never going to happen. You'll never meet the right person. It's been too long. You'll never get well. The odds are against you. Don't believe those lies. When you come into your right time, all the forces of darkness cannot stop what God has planned. At the right time, your healing will come. At the right time, the person of your dreams will show up. At the right time, your business will take off. At the right time, you'll come out of that addiction, that depression, that trouble at work, and live in freedom, wholeness, victory. Don't get discouraged because it hasn't happened yet. Your right time is coming. And God said, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. The beauty is we don't have to make it happen. You don't have to manipulate things, force a door to open, make yourself get well. God is going to make it happen. You may have obstacles that are too big for you. You don't see how you can get out of debt, how you can have a baby, how you can accomplish a dream. The good news is you're not on your own. At the right time, God will open the doors. He'll cause you to conceive. He'll turn your child around. At the right time, God changed a city council member's mind and we got the compact center. At the right time, God stepped in and healed my mother of terminal cancer. At the right time, David took a slingshot and defeated a giant. At the right time, prison doors flung open for Paul and Silas. You may not see how this can happen. The odds are against you. You're looking at it in the natural. God is supernatural. He's not limited by what limits us. He has these right time moments in your future where he's going to make things happen that you could never make happen. Now, here's a key. If there's a right time, that means any other time is the wrong time. It takes faith and patience to see the promises. We live in a microwave society. I like everything fast. God, do it now. The longer I live, the more I've learned to trust God's timing. God knows what he's doing. He can see the big picture. If it hasn't happened yet, it hasn't been the right time. You have to trust him. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. God has not forgotten about you. Your right time is already on the schedule. If it would have happened sooner, it wouldn't have been a blessing. In the waiting process, God is doing a work in us, getting us stronger, developing our character, preparing us to carry the weight of glory. And if the situation is not changing, maybe God is using the situation to change you. If it's not working out yet, maybe he's working out something in you. The test is, will you trust him while you're waiting for the right time? Will you keep a good attitude? Will you stay in faith when you don't see anything happening? This is when it's easy to get discouraged, live stressed out. God, when are you going to turn this around? When am I going to meet someone? When is my business going to grow? Or when are these people at work going to start treating me better? Why don't you relax? Come back to a place of peace. God sees what you're going through. He knows what you need. He knows your dreams, your goals. He's the one that put them in you. What he has purposed for your life will come to pass. One scripture says it won't be 1 second late. Thoughts will tell you, no, you're falling behind. You're missing out. Everyone's getting ahead of you. No, you're right on schedule. God is ordering your steps. You keep honoring him, doing the right thing, and you're going to come into these right time moments, moments where he's going to thrust you ahead. It was a long time waiting, but when you see what God does, you'll say it was worth the wait. What God is going to do is going to be bigger, better, more fulfilling than what you had in mind. When Abraham was 80 years old, his wife Sarah was 70, God gave them the promise that they would have a baby. In the natural, this was impossible. No one had ever had a baby at that age. Sarah had been barren her whole life, never had children. When they first heard this promise, it was so far out, they laughed. They thought, that's a good one, God. You think we're going to have a baby? You have the wrong couple. We can't have a child. If God would have given them this promise when they were in their 20s, 30s, when it was a normal time to have children, they would have believed. But sometimes God will wait on purpose to when the odds are against us. Seems like it's too late. We're too old. We don't have the training. The medical report's not good. We don't come from an influential family. We have plenty of excuses to not believe. But when God gives the promise, he sets the time to bring it to pass. He doesn't give you the dream and then say, well, I think about when I'm going to do that. Let me ponder it for a few months. No, the moment he gives it to you, he puts the promise on the schedule. He marks the right time. Like Abraham and Sarah, what God has spoken to you may seem impossible, like it could never happen. Don't get talked out of your dream. Don't let doubt, what you don't see happening, how unlikely it is, keep you from believing for what God promised. When thoughts tell you there's no way, it's been too long, just say, no thanks. I know my right times are coming. Father, thank you that what you promised is already on the schedule, that I don't have to figure it out, but you're going to make it happen, and it's not going to be 1 second late. We're all going to wait, but learn to wait the right way. Wait in faith. Wait with expectancy. Wait with praise, thanking God in advance that it's on the way. Abraham and Sarah at first didn't believe they could have a baby. They were filled with doubt. How can this happen? But God said in Genesis 18, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return and give Sarah a son." God said, in effect, you may be doubting. You don't see how, but I have already set the right time. At the appointed time, she will give birth. Notice God set the time when he gave the promise. Whatever God has promised you, he's already set the right time. It's already in your future. The question is, what do we do when it's taken longer than we thought? God's timing is not our timing. On the way to your promise being fulfilled, there will be opportunities to get discouraged. Give up on what you're believing for. If it was going to happen, it would have happened by now. Just accept it. That's when you have to dig down deep and say, no, God, I trust you. I know you wouldn't have promised me this if you didn't have a right time on my schedule. Don't live with a it's never going to happen mentality. Live with a right time mentality. If you knew one of your right times was October 16th at 2:30 in the afternoon, you were going to meet the person of your dreams, or the medical report was going to say cancer free, an opportunity to expand your business was going to come to you. If you knew that right time was coming, you would relax. You wouldn't live worried. You wouldn't waste time trying to figure it out, not able to sleep at night. Well, God doesn't tell us when, but he does promise when the time is right, he's going to make it happen. Year went by and Abraham, Sarah didn't see a child. 2 years, no child. 3 years, she was still barren. And they made some mistakes. He tried to help God out. Sarah told Abraham to sleep with her maid. That way they could have a child. Abraham said, let me pray about it. He prayed for 4 seconds and said, okay, I'm good with it. He slept with the maid. They had a son. anyway, here we go. They had a son. But it wasn't the promised child. That baby caused all kinds of strife and division. The point is, you don't have to help God out. You don't have to manipulate, force, strive. It may not happen as fast as you would like, but you have to trust his timing. Trying to force things to happen, the scripture calls that works of the flesh. That's not going to change the right time. It's just going to bring frustration. It's much better to wait for God to do it his way. Abraham and Sarah eventually learned this principle. Romans 4 says, even though Abraham was 100 years old, Sarah was 90 and had been barren, Abraham never wavered in believing that the promise would come to pass. They quit being frustrated. They quit trying to force it to happen. And they started believing that their right time was in their future. Instead of living sour, God, when is it going to happen? We're too old. It's been too long. I can hear Abraham all through the day. Lord, thank you that that right time is coming. We don't see how, we don't know when, but we do know that you're a faithful God, that when you promised us the child, you put the right time on our schedule. What's interesting is Sarah wanted a baby, but God wanted a nation. She would have been thrilled to give birth to a son, but God was setting up something much bigger. God said in Genesis 17, I will bless Sarah with a son. She will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come out of her. She not only had a son at 90 years old, but she gave birth to nations. Kings came out of her. Maybe the reason your dream has taken longer, the reason that promise hasn't come to pass yet, is because what God is going to do is going to be so much bigger, so much more fulfilling than what you have in mind. You're not going to give birth to a son. You're going to give birth to nations, so to speak. When you see how God shows out in your life, You're going to be amazed. The scripture says, Sarah laughed when she had that son. She even named him Isaac, which means laughter. The first time when she heard the promise, she laughed in unbelief, thinking there's no way. This time when she saw the promise, she laughed in amazement, thinking, wow, God, I never dreamed this could happen. I love how merciful God is. He could have said, fine, Sarah, if you think it's impossible, if you don't think it'll ever happen, I'll find someone else. But God doesn't hold our lack of faith, our doubt, our unbelief against us. You may have laughed in unbelief, thinking you could never get well, never get out of debt, never break that addiction. But I believe the second laugh is coming. You're going to laugh in amazement, overjoyed, full of wonder, thinking, wow, God, you showed out in my life. Wow, God, you've done amazing things. Some of your right times, God has already scheduled wow moments, things you never dreamed would happen, favor like you've never seen, new levels for your family, opportunities, healing, the right people, abundance. Your right times are coming, and they're going to be better than you thought. Now, here's the key. Trust Him while you're waiting. Trust Him while His plan is unfolding. Don't get discouraged by what you don't see happening. Don't live frustrated because it's taken longer than you thought. The right time is the best time. God controls the universe. He can see things that we can't see. He can open doors that no person can shut. Sometimes He'll close a door on purpose. David said, God, my times are in your hands. He was saying, God, I trust you where I am. Not discouraged because I'm in the shepherd's fields being overlooked. Not frustrated because King Saul is chasing me. Not stressed out because people are slandering me, saying things about me that are not true. God, I believe my right times are coming. I believe you've already scheduled the promotion, the vindications, the breakthroughs, that you will make things happen that I can't make happen, that you will get me to my destiny. Genesis 21 says, Sarah conceived and gave birth to a son at the very time God had set. It's significant that when God gave them the promise, He said she would give birth at the appointed time. When the promise was fulfilled, He said it again. She had this baby at the set time. God was showing us He doesn't give you a promise without setting the right time. He puts it on the calendar. How we wait is up to us. We can wait discouraged. When is it going to happen? God, I thought you said I was going to meet someone. It's been so long. I thought you said I was going to have a bountiful year. I'm in a pandemic. The only thing bountiful is my bills. No, switch over into faith. Be a believer, not a doubter. God, you said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My child may be off course, but I thank you that the right time is coming, that you will turn things around, that He will honor you and fulfill His destiny. God, you promised that I would be the happy mother of children. I haven't been able to conceive yet, but I thank you that the right time is coming, that there's a baby that already has my name on it. God, you said you would prosper me in a famine. This pandemic has slowed things, but I thank you that there are right times in my future, that increase, promotion, abundance is already scheduled for me. When you understand that God is going to make it happen, it takes the pressure off. You can relax. You can live in peace. You just keep honoring God, and He'll take you places that you've never dreamed. I was in my early 20s, and I had never really dated anyone. I grew up playing sports, and I was always busy. Even after college, I was playing softball practically every night and tournaments on the weekend. And I got tired of hanging out with all the guys. I said, God, I need to meet someone. A few years went by and nothing changed, but I just kept believing that the right person, God had the right person already lined up. I didn't try to force it to happen. I just kept honoring God, doing the right thing, knowing that He was ordering my steps. One day, the battery for my watch died. My friend Johnny and I were going to work out, and I saw this jewelry store along the way, and I pulled in to get a battery. Out walked the most beautiful girl I'd ever seen to wait on me. It was Victoria. I didn't tell her, but I thought, God, you just answered my prayer. I didn't have to pray about it anymore. I wasn't walking by faith, I was walking by sight. She looked good. We started talking, and I found out she was a good Christian girl. She went to a church like ours across town, and I thought that's great, because if she wasn't, I was about to convert her. I went in to buy a battery for my watch. She ended up selling me a whole new watch. She's been taking my money ever since then. What happened? I came in to a right time. God had already put that on my schedule. He'd already lined everything up. Think about all that had to happen. There are hundreds of jewelry stores in Houston. I just chose that one. Iloff Jewelers, her mom's store. Victoria could have been off that day. She could have been with another customer. She could have been out to lunch, but there she was waiting for me. We started dating, and the funniest thing, she couldn't keep her hands off of me. I said, God, I'm a Christian guy, slow her down. But I'm not even gonna look at her though. She remembers it differently, but here's what I'm saying. God has some of these right times in your future. There are right people are going to show up. The healing you're believing for, the freedom, the promotion, the baby. You keep honoring God, you're going to come into these moments of favor where things happen that only God can make happen. Talk to a man out in the lobby. He was diagnosed with cancer of the kidney. They were able to remove the kidney, but when they tested his lymph nodes, it came back positive. The cancer had spread throughout his body. The doctors gave him less than 2 years to live. That was one report, but God has another report. Sometimes medical science comes to the end of what they can do. They run out of options. There was no more treatment they could give him. The scripture talks about whose report are you going to believe? I'm not saying to deny the problem, act like it doesn't exist, but you do have to choose to believe what God says about you and not what people say. People can talk you out of your miracle. And this man was very respectful, but he told his doctors that he didn't believe he was finished, that he had more to do, and that he was going to defy the odds. His main doctor said, sir, you're in denial. You need to accept it and just deal with it. He came to MD Anderson, the cancer hospital here in Houston, to get a second opinion. He stopped by the service and asked us to pray. And I told him what I tell you all the time, that God has the final say, that he can do what medicine can't do, that when you believe all things are possible, that there are some right times in your future. The experts studied all of his records and they agreed with the first diagnosis. Said it looks like they're correct. The cancer has spread all over. The man asked if they would take new tests. They didn't see any need for it. Hadn't been that long, but they went ahead and ran all new tests. They came back a week later. This main doctor said, in all my years of practicing, I've never seen this, but we can't find any cancer in your body. One x-ray, he showed me, one x-ray showed all the cancer. The new one, it was completely gone. When it's your time, when it's your right time, God says, I, the Lord, will make it happen. May seem impossible. The experts say, no way. Like Sarah, God is asking you, is there anything too hard for the Lord? You don't know what God is up to. There are right times that are not just ordinary, not just a good break, but they are supernatural. It's the hand of God that defies the odds, that thrusts you into places you can't go on your own. That makes ways where there is no way. What you're up against may look bigger, stronger, more powerful, but it's no match for our God. Stay in peace. You have the most powerful force in the universe on your side. Jesus was at a wedding in Galilee, and at one point in the festivities, they ran out of wine. His mother Mary came to him and told him about the problem. Said, they don't have any more wine. Can you do something about it? Jesus said, I can't do anything. My time has not yet come. Up to then, he'd never done a miracle, never healed a person, never walked on water, never multiplied food. Yet his mother could sense that he was close to stepping into a new level of his destiny. Down deep, she knew he was going to impact the world. She just didn't know when. When Jesus told her it wasn't the right time yet, Mary heard it. She understood what he was saying, But in faith, she told the assistants, just do whatever he asks you to do. She was saying, his time may not have come yet, but it's close. There's about to be a shift. He's on the verge of his right time where he steps into his ministry, where a new level of favor and power and miracles are released. In just a few minutes after Jesus said, my time has not yet come, he told the assistants to go fill the empty pots with water. As they were bringing them back, the water suddenly turned into wine. He went from my time has not yet come to the right time is here. That was his first miracle. From then on, he went out and impacted the world. When you look at your circumstances, the obstacles you're up against, how long you've been trying to accomplish your goals, you could say like Jesus, my time has not yet come. I can't do anything about this. But like Mary could sense something new was about to happen with Jesus, I can sense that God is about to do something greater in your life. You wouldn't be hearing this if you weren't about to come out of my time has not yet come into my right time is here. You're on the verge of stepping into a new season, a season of greater favor, promotion, healing. Things that have held you back in the past, barriers that have limited your family, those powers are being broken. You're going to see influence, resources, talent coming out in ways you've never dreamed. Problems that look permanent are about to suddenly turn around. Family members that wouldn't have anything to do with you, that strife and division is coming down. You don't have to make this happen. It's going to be the hand of God. You came in to your right time. Like Mary said to the assistant, the key is just do whatever God's asking you to do. Just keep being faithful, even though you don't see anything happening. Keep believing for your healing. Keep declaring that you're blessed. Keep thanking God that it will be a bountiful year. Your time may not have come yet, but it's closer than you think. There's about to be a shift from struggling to ease, from barely making it to abundance, from fighting that addiction to freedom, from dealing with that sickness to health and wholeness. Or from closed doors, nothing working out, to things falling into place. The right people, the contracts, the resources. What God promised already has the set time. It's not going to be 1 second late. There's no reason to live worried. No reason to live frustrated. Trust His timing. If you'll do this, I believe and declare you're about to come in to one of your right time moments. Like Abraham and Sarah, dreams that seem impossible are about to come to pass. Healing, promotion, divine connections, it's going to be better than you think. In Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me here and we'll seal it in prayer. Lord, I thank you for all those that are here today, listening and watching. Lord, we thank you that you have these right time moments in our future. Lord, that you've already scheduled your goodness and mercy and healing and favor. So Lord, today we trust you. May not have happened yet, but Lord, we get our passion back. We stir up our faith again. Lord, promises we've given up on, I thank you that they're coming back to life in our spirit. Lord, I thank you that even this year, we'll see you show out in our lives in unusual ways. Lord, I thank you for the right times coming to pass for your people, just things that they couldn't make happen. Lord, you've done it in the past, but Lord, my prayer is amaze them again with your goodness. Show out in their lives. Take them where they can't go on their own. Lord, I thank you that even now you're at work. Lord, we believe. Our eyes are upon you. Lord, I speak strength and protection and goodness and mercy over every person under the sound of my voice. Give them a blessed week and their children. In Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, if your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. And I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God. You know in your heart of hearts You need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God's not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it this morning? The enemy in your thoughts will tell you, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, it's embarrassing to stand in front of all those people. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need that fresh new start, that new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, don't put it off. I feel like there ought to be a few more. Your heart's beating fast. Anybody else? Take a stand. Still time for you. Anybody else? Watching and listening, you just slip your hand up. Anybody else? Don't be left out. Start the new year off right. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. God's never going to be ashamed of you because you took this stand today. So we love you. The scripture says this, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Let me help you to call. Would you all pray this? Everyone that's listening, if you would, please. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Just like you go to work for the next year, whether you're going to come in person, online, on the radio, make a commitment that you're going to be in the house of God. I'll make a promise to you, before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. We have a class. You can take it online or after the 11 o'clock service right out here. It's called New Beginnings. It'd be a great help to get you going in your walk with the Lord. Other things on the web, after this service, for all of you in person, there's our marriage class, our women's class, other things. You can meet people, a lot of great resources. But know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, January 16th, 2022, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Amen. Well, we love you. I want to speak a blessing. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. We'll see you back real soon.